It's the Popcorn Boys, and we're coming in hot. We are coming at you live from Culver City, California, and Detroit, Michigan. With me is Daniel Trainer. I'm Kyle Jamison. And Daniel?
Yes, sir.
You ever been to the Florida Keys?
You know, the Keys to me, geographically unclear where the Keys are. Are the Keys way down south? I mean, are the Keys, what technically makes the Keys? And why are they called the Keys? Because they look like piano keys?
That, I don't know why they're called the Keys, but, you know, the tip of Florida, how there's like some islands off the tip. Yeah, those are the Keys.
Oh, I see. Not clear if I've been there or not. Not a place I would ever like to visit, though.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I want to take you to Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama, Key Largo,
Montego, baby, why don't we go down to Kokomo?
Off the Florida Keys.
That's a lyric in that song?
Yeah.
Who sings that song?
The place called Kokomo. The Beach Boys.
Oh, do they? Is that... That's Brian Wilson, Beach Boys. The Beach Boys, there's not enough time to get into it.
Here we are, episode 65 of the Popcorn Boys.
Now, real quick, did you like the Beach Boys feature on Yaya on Cowboy Carter?
Not really, no.
Yaya? Not really. What's your favorite song on Cowboy Carter? There is a right answer. Let's say it on three. One, two, three. Two hands to heaven. You are right. Didn't have one.
Yeah, I wasn't really into it. Don't think I got through the whole thing.
You know, you say these things and then expect me to, like, talk to you for the next 2 hours.
That's fine. Yeah, it was fine. It was uneventful.
It's fine and uneventful, he says. The album of the year. The album that, I'm sorry, is shifting mindsets all across this great nation.
No, everyone's already forgotten about Cowboy Carter.
Yeah, okay, that's enough. I literally had a dream last night about the Cowboy Carter tour. And you're trashing Beyonce here. And you're going to say, no, I'm not, but you are. You know, we famously went to the Renaissance tour together, mere blocks from where I'm sitting right now. And there are rumors that Beyonce will be announcing another tour on Friday, which has been an absolute panic.
Why are you panic?
Financially.
Financial panic.
Yeah. Yeah. Something you can't relate to, Mr. I'm hiring movers to come Saturday. What's it like to be able to hire movers?
It's pretty nice.
Bigger question, what's it like to have stuff to move to?
Oh. I mean, I don't have that much stuff. I'm looking around my apartment at my stuff. Not a lot here.
Are we breaking the news here that you're moving? Is this the last podcast that will be recorded?
Yeah, definitely.
Wow, on Jasmine Ave. Your address escapes me. Name of your apartment complex absolutely escapes me. But Jasmine Avenue, a place I know well. I'll never sleep on that couch again, huh?
Well, not in this. I'm sure you will, just not in this unit.
Do you think most people think that when we visit each other, we share a bed?
I think there are probably some questions.
Yeah. Well, you do famously know that my brother, who does not listen to the podcast, thought for, I would say, upwards of 7 or 8 years, thought that we were dating.
I mean...
Which is one of the, which are we, you know, how do you define it?
I get it. I get why you would think that. I mean,
it's 2024. I mean, what is dating? You know,
we're wearing matching sweatshirts currently.
I know we arrived to the podcast wearing matching outfits. Didn't plan it.
Yeah, what are you gonna do?
Traveling to see you in a week to, well, I guess not a week. Well, week and a half.
Not much more. Yeah.
See you run down a road. Run by what I assume will be 150 Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, I should count them as I go. That'll keep me going.
That's actually a really good idea. That'll keep you going in the marathon, how many Dunkies you're driving by. Would it be funny?
Unfortunately, I'm not driving a marathon.
How many you're running by? Now, would it be funny? Would it be like a fun little thing if you ran through one of the drive-thrus?
Yeah, give me a nice coffee.
What's your order at Dunkin'?
I don't know why I did. I like the accent I just did was like your impression of a Boston accent.
See, this is why. This is why people think we're dating. Our Boston accents are morphing into. I'm very excited to hear your dad's accent in person for the first time.
Wow, you're gonna get to meet my parents.
Isn't it weird that I haven't? I know. I've talked to them on the phone a couple times. That's been lovely.
That's true. Yeah, somewhere around, let's call it Nebraska.
Good God. No.
Did we go through Nebraska?
No, I was just going to say there's no way we went through Nebraska because I would have played Nebraska the album had we been in Nebraska.
Yeah, that's fair. Kansas. Let's go with Kansas.
It might have been in Kansas.
God. It might have.
God bless. All right. I mean, listen, that's enough about us.
I currently have a tab up on my computer with an article called "Is Glass Key, Florida, a Real Place?" Spoiler alert, it's not. They made up.
Is Glass Key in the first one or the second one or both?
The second one. The first one takes place in Missouri, another place we went to.
Oh, shit. I'm going to Missouri again, and I'm going back to St. Louis in a few weeks.
You are?
I am. Going to see some AEW.
Oh, that's exciting.
I know. Remember how hot it was when we were there?
Oh, yeah. We were walking around St. Louis.
Remember the Arch? I feel like not enough people talk about the Arch.
The Arch was excellent.
The Arch is so much better than the Grand Canyon.
I've never been to the Grand Canyon.
You're missing nothing. Go look at a crater, you know, on the road.
Breaking news.
Oh.
So.
Bronny Frank, we heard.
Key, like the Florida Keys. The word is derived from the Spanish word cayo, meaning small island.
Okay, interesting.
Well, we got some information here. We're wondering this.
No, I like that. I like that. Yeah,
do you think all the Florida people have turned it off already?
Well, famously, I have many family members in Florida who I don't know if they listen to this podcast or not. I hope not, because probably going to trash that state for the next couple of hours. It is a bad sign, I suppose, that when you said what is it called? Key Glade? What is it?
Glass Key.
Glass Key. I said, now, was that in the first one or the second one? Now that we are headed into a podcast about the Roadhouse movies, I did forget, unfortunately, that the first one.
Oh, did we say that yet? Yeah. We're doing a Roadhouse episode.
Yeah.
It's Roadhouse time, baby.
Yes, it is Roadhouse time. Roadhouse, you have Conor McGregor will tell you, has made $750 million at the box office.
Yeah, let's start there, actually. Here's Conor McGregor's tweet from this morning. Congrats to Amazon Studios and MGM Studios on their Roadhouse movie becoming their most watched movie of all time. Okay, sure.
Okay.
Although there's no way MGM doesn't have a movie that's been watched more than Roadhouse, but sure. 50 million viewers over two weekends. That's $750 million at the box office in 10 days. Insane. Congrats, all the team. It was a pleasure.
Listen, we'll talk about Conor McGregor, obviously, but what is funny about that to me is that he believes that. He is like
$750 million.
So what? I mean, they say, oh, 50 million people watch this movie or whatever, which, first of all, are there 50 million people in the world? but like, no. Sure, no. But so then he like, what, multiplies 50, what? What's 750? How does he get that math? That doesn't even make sense.
See, 50 million people to 750. So that's like if it was, what, $12 a ticket or something?
$15 a ticket.
So in Conor McGregor's mind, this movie has already made more than Top Gun Maverick. And is
in a week
quickly approaching Avatar. It would be fifth all time at the domestic box office.
Now, okay, here's the real question. Had Roadhouse been released in theaters, how much do you think it would have made opening weekend? And is the answer in double digits? I'm serious.
I think it's double digits. That's actually a really good question.
Because it's
the great mystery of the entire world, right? You know, we just don't know these.
It really is. Honestly, if Trump were to be like, if Trump were running on the platform of like streamers would have to be transparent about their numbers, I would be like, you know what? This guy has some ideas. If RFK came out and said, we're going to get to the bottom of this. He seems to be doing well. I think he's really handling things well. RFK is at the top of his game these days, I think.
Well, you know, add him to the list.
A broken man.
You didn't like his VP pick?
No, she seems great. I love her. Nothing wrong there.
Well, Biden's really killing it too, so things are great. Should we spin this off into an election podcast?
People have called us sort of the Pod Save America of the movie world. Just a couple of white guys talking about their opinions on stuff. Remember Pod Save America? Were you ever a Pod Save America listener? I was.
No, I was not.
I listened to Pod Save America, I would say, for about 2 months. And I was like, huh. I was like, I feel so intelligent just listening to these guys. And then you, all of a sudden you're like, oh, they are really annoying.
One of them's name is the same as a famous person's name.
Jon Favreau.
Jon Favreau, that's what I could not remember.
Spelled Pod John is J-O-N. Iron Man John is J-O-H-N.
Is it?
I think. Is that wrong?
You might have that flipped.
No, I know Pod is J-O-N.
Okay.
Wow. They're both J-O-N? This is unbelievable. I mean, wow. You ever think about that? There are two famous people that we both know named Jon Favreau, J-O-N. But there isn't a famous person named John Smith. How is there not a famous person named John Smith?
There was a very famous person named John Smith.
Was he a president? I don't care. You know.
Oh, he was Pocahontas' boyfriend.
John Smith. Well, I need people to know I don't think John Smith was a president. Okay. Of course.
Right? Wasn't his name John Smith? John Smith.
I believe so.
English soldier.
But like, why isn't there a famous person? Interesting.
John Smith was an English soldier, slave, explorer, colonial governor, admiral of New England, and author.
Okay, so I also want to make a point here. I was going to say there's nobody famous named Mike Wilson. You know, I'm trying to think of another John Smith sort of thing. The most famous Mike Wilson who comes up is a friend of mine.
Isn't one of the Beach Boys named Mike Wilson?
No, well, there's Mike Love.
Mike Love and Brian Wilson, of course.
Mike Wilson, who I went to college with, who I texted the other day.
Now, when you say it's the most famous one, is this because you, like, searched with your own... Is this...
Well, you do it. Search Mike Wilson just on and see what comes up.
Well, now my phone's been listening to me. It's going to give me your results.
Oh, God. See, you're...
Mike Wilson. Mike Wilson obituaries pops up. Top stories.
Oh, I hope it's not him.
Morgan Stanley's Mike Wilson believes in artificial intelligence.
Okay.
There's a Twitter account called By Mike Wilson.
Is that
Morgan
him?
Stanley, Mike Wilson. A lot of Morgan Stanley, Mike
yeah,
Wilson.
By Mike Wilson is him.
Oh, that's your guy?
Yeah.
Senator Mike Wilson.
That's a Spartan dog. That's a Spartan dog right there. That's a Spartan dog right there.
Republican senator from Kentucky.
Do you know, we were... How crazy, because Mike is he's a beat writer for some paper in Tennessee. So he was in town covering the regional here, covering the volunteers. We were so close to someone with the last name Connect making the final four. Connect Four.
Ooh.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine how many headlines were written? I mean, people were absolutely salivating.
Salivating. That's pretty good.
Connect Four? Come on.
Oh, do I have a transition for you?
Go on.
What was his first name?
Whoa! That's crazy. The universe is so... Mother Nature is wild. She's a wild woman.
Anyway, for the listener, his first name is Dalton.
Oh,
Dalton Connect, which is the main character. Is Patrick Swayze and Jake Gyllenhaal's names in the Roadhouse movies.
Let's get into it.
Before we get into that, I'm on Pocahontas' Wikipedia page, and I have some thoughts.
Wikipedia? Oh, on Pocahontas' Wikipedia.
Yeah. Just kidding. We can't get into that. Did she not marry John Smith?
Don't know.
Married John Rolfe.
She has a type.
What?
Pocahontas. Now, what was going on there?
Well, I can tell you.
Now, you're on Elizabeth Warren's Wikipedia, right?
Yeah, of course, of course. Wow, I can't believe this is shocking. In the movie Pocahontas, did they have her marry John Smith, or was it John Rolfe?
So she's in love with two Johns, is what you're telling me?
Hang on. I just need to bring up the movie thing to understand.
Pocahontas was born in 1596. Here's my question about that. How do we know?
Mel Gibson voiced John Smith, the love interest of Pocahontas.
Oh my God. But here's the thing.
John Rolfe out of this?
I'm being serious. If all history before, let's say, what, 1850, were sort of just like guessing. Pocahontas was born and she died in March 1617. How do you know?
Oh, no, they know.
How?
They wrote it down.
Pocahontas' early life. Pocahontas' birth year is unknown. Well, see, exactly. Proving my point. You know, some historians estimate it to have been around 1596. She was probably born in the 1800s. I mean, people have no idea. Did you know? Now, listen, I've read it, so I have to say it. According to colonist William Strachey, Pocahontas was a childhood nickname, meaning, quote-unquote, little wonton.
All right, hold on. In March 16, we might need a Pocahontas episode. In March 1617, Rolfe and Pocahontas boarded a ship to return to Virginia, but they sailed only as far as Gravesend on the River Thames when Pocahontas became gravely ill. She was taken ashore where she died from unknown causes, aged approximately 21 and much lamented. According to Rolfe, she declared that all must die for her.
Hey.
It was enough that her child lived. What?
What was Pocahontas' deal?
All right, so Roadhouse.
But how did Pocahontas, I mean, really, I mean, like, legacy. Okay, they had a son, ba 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 ba.
Are you trying to figure out how Pocahontas, like, became a thing?
Yeah, like, why do people care about Pocahontas?
She,
A question I could not have imagined I'd be asking about 20 minutes ago.
I don't even know how we got here already.
Well, you're obsessed.
Oh, John.
Pocahontas' funeral took place on March 21st, 1617. How do you know?
We got here because you said there aren't any famous people named John Smith. That was like 17 minutes ago. Anyway, it's time for the box office challenge update.
Oh, God. People are just absolutely waiting and waiting.
So, Box Office Challenge 2024. Team Daniel came out of the gate hot with Dune Part 2.
I sure did, baby.
Number one on the year so far with over $250 million.
All unfortunately, right, that does it for the box office update.
His other three releases are three of the worst draft picks of all time.
No, unfortunately, that's not true.
Between Imaginary, Madam Web, and Argyle.
Yeah, Imaginary, Madam Web, and Argyle. But listen, they're all down at the bottom, okay? Like, let's not, you know.
So you're at $370 million. Meanwhile, like Team Kyle. Both
burping on this episode.
Team Kyle cruising over $485 million, led by Kung Fu Panda 4, Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire. Do you say X Kong in the title, or do you say Godzilla times Kong?
That's such a great question. Or is it and Kong? I mean, it's certainly not. Well, what did you say, X or what?
Times, like multiplied by.
I'd say times. You don't say Godzilla times Kong. But this is a great question. I have so many thoughts about this movie. So, okay, if you're walking, not that anyone would do this, and if you, I'm sorry. If you get to a movie theater in the year 2024 and you go up and say, two, please, stop listening and go to therapy. If you don't buy your tickets in advance on your phone, I don't know what to tell you. Get out of here. But hypothetically, you're going up to the theater box office and you're saying, oh, yes, I'd like a ticket for. What would you say if you're going to Godzilla X Kong?
I'd say Godzilla times Kong, : The New Empire.
See, this is why these, like, subtitles, is that what we're calling them? I don't even know what they're called. But, like, everyone's just going. I mean, I guess you have to call it something. But, like, you just go up and say, hey, yeah, one for Godzilla, please, right?
Or one for King Kong.
No, but you, no one would ever do that.
Can I have one for King Kong? Godzilla times Kong. Because it's not and. They did and. Or last time they did versus, right? It was Godzilla versus Kong.
Versus?
But now it's an X. Anyway,
remember the Versus Network where the NHL aired for years and years?
Versus rap battles during the pandemic? Like the worst content of all time that like somehow we were so starved for content that was like the greatest thing in the world.
I know. It's like, who has the better discography? Mace or Big Sean? And then you watch, you're like, well, I think the answer is neither.
It's a good concept. Yeah. Good for them.
It was. Good for them. Good for the versus battles. Good for them.
Meanwhile, Godzilla times Kong has made $87 million. Ghostbusters the Frozen Empire, $75 million. Mean Girls made $72 million. Bob Marley One Love, $96 million. I'm up by $116 million already.
Listen, the box office challenge is just like your March Madness pool, and don't get me started on that. It's not how you start, it's how you finish. Okay? I got my final four still locked and loaded. I think. Is Dune one of my top four picks?
It was your 1, 2, 3, 4th pick.
Okay, well, that's fine, because it did great. Dune is my, you know, Dune is my UConn. It's like, okay, yeah, I sort of predicted that. That's fine. That's all right. I guess this analogy doesn't work, because the other three, I don't really have an NC State. Like, who could my NC State be this year?
No, that's key. You need to
be imaginary.
You need Kraven the Hunter to be your NC State.
Well, everyone's going to want to be like, so who's this new Bond? Who's this new Bond?
Okay. Yeah, maybe a stroke of genius to hold off that movie for six years or whatever.
Yeah, man.
Now, is he Kraven? Is he Kraven the Hunter himself?
He is. He's the titular Kraven. Yeah, he is the titular. Okay.
That's good to know.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up next, what's the next movie to be released in the box office challenge? What do we have in April? We have, well, by the way, I also have Arthur the King, which is scrounged out $19.5 million so far, but that's a backup movie.
If you've seen, wait, but isn't Bob Marley a backup for you or no?
It's my first backup, but Ballerina already got moved out of the year.
Shit, I forgot about that. God,
I don't want anything else.
Honestly, that is going to be the thing that's going to win you the challenge this year, probably, is goddamn Bob Marley.
I can't lose another movie, though, because I don't want Arthur the King to be officially part of my team.
Yeah. What were you saying?
So coming up this month, movies that are released in that will be released as part of the box office challenge. The First Omen is another backup of mine.
Okay.
You have two backups, Unsung Hero and Challengers. What's Unsung Hero?
Some Jesus-y thing.
Oh, right. I forgot about that.
Why did they release it on Easter? Was there like a Jesus movie released on Easter? I don't think there was.
I don't know. Wait, is that it? Are there no other movies in April?
Oh, well, didn't no one had no one drafted Civil War? No, we didn't, because I remember
talking. We didn't draft Civil War, no.
Well, and apparently Civil War is about to make some money. That, you know, it's crazy. Like, you just never know. The box office challenge, the only thing that matters on Earth. Like, it really, it's crazy. It's just, it never ceases to amaze me what a cultural sort of moment and touchstone and sort of microscope, really.
Exactly.
The box office challenge is a peek into humanity.
I love the BOC. All right.
I mean, congratulations to a strong start, but that was not going to, you know, that's not going to be lasting for very long.
Oh, I think it is, actually. I'm going to dominate. Per usual. All right, it's time to talk about bouncers.
It sure is.
Let's start. Where would you like to start? Should we start with the original? What's your history with 1989's Roadhouse?
My history with 1989's Roadhouse is that I just watched it for the first time.
Right, I forgot about that.
You know, with the new Roadhouse being released, used it as an excuse to go back and watch a movie I'd never seen before. You know, really wanted to just familiarize myself with the text. So I had no relationship with it before I went back and hit play. You know, here's something I do want to say about Prime Video, despite the fact that Conor McGregor, I mean, this thing could have made $200 billion, maybe. I don't know what your experience was on the app. It wasn't easy to find either of these movies.
Surprisingly, well, yeah, for the old one, I think I searched. But I was surprised that they weren't like plastering the new one as like the on the launch screen.
I had to I had to search R. Didn't come up. O. I think I had to get to A for it to show up. Like, isn't this your thing right now? Like, why? Like,
well, apparently it didn't stop anyone. Well, you
apparently
know?
Not. I know. It 50 is
million people.
Like
50 million people searched ROA on their Amazon Prime app.
Anyway, no relationship with the original. You had seen it before, right?
Yes, it had been a very long time, but I had seen it before, and I'd seen, you know, clips here and there from it since. But I did not remember the plot, really, other than, you know, the very basics.
Yeah, I mean, the story of the original, right, and correct me if I'm wrong, is sort of like came out in 89, wasn't really much of a success, but has sort of...
According to Wikipedia, it made $61 million on a $15 million budget.
Okay, fair enough. But I think really it's kind of like become one of those classic, like, kind of always on TV, always on whatever paid service. Like, people have just found it over the years. One of these, like, classic, oh, Roadhouse.
Yeah, it definitely became like a cable.
Basketball or something.
A cable classic for sure, just because, and really, the reason I think it's pretty much entirely Swayze, right?
Well, I mean, let's just get into it. I hear my thoughts on Patrick Swayze in Roadhouse. I'll single in on Roadhouse, not just Patrick Swayze as a man, because I would never want to do that to his family. May he rest in peace. Patrick Swayze in the original Roadhouse is something that, like, theoretically, I know I'm supposed to...
No, I'm already so mad at this take.
He absolutely goo-goo gaga for. He's undeniably, like, a handsome, suave guy. There's just something that it just doesn't, it just doesn't do it for me. And I can't explain. I was watching the entire time trying to figure out why don't I think that this is like the best looking man I've ever seen. Because if you were to tell me that you thought that Patrick Swayze in Roadhouse was, I'd be like, yeah, I get that. I see it. For me, it didn't fry my bacon enough.
I'm flabbergasted.
I have to be honest.
Patrick Swayze doing yoga in the gray sweatpants. Well, or yoga slash karate?
No, I think he said taekwondo. Jiu-jitsu?
Whatever he was doing. It doesn't get any better than that. Even the bad guy was like ogling him across the way.
I think maybe this gets into part of it. It's like, I've never found a man doing yoga to be attractive. Like,
oh, wow.
Well, if you do yoga automatically, that is, I don't know, that's not going to work for me.
Yoga's really good for your core.
Yeah. He's a little too pretty boy-y for me. Like, handsome guy, you know, great guy, beautiful man, gone too soon.
I can't believe this is the take you're coming out of the gates with.
Not going to be on my Mount Rushmore of hunks, which I think is something we have to do episode of hunks, which would be different from the Terminant. And if you don't understand how a hunk is different from the Terminant, again, I don't know what to tell you. It just is. Patrick Swayze in Roadhouse, beautiful man, beautiful man.
Now,
but not necessarily.
See, you had never seen Roadhouse before.
Correct.
You've famously never seen Dirty Dancing.
I have never seen Dirty Dancing. Please don't come for me, okay? I was
too late. People are already coming for you. Have you seen Point Break?
No.
What the hell?
I'm avoiding this man at all costs, okay?
I feel like, oh my god, I can't believe it. You've never seen Point Break?
He's just never been. I know.
Have you seen Ghost?
I have seen Ghost.
So your only experience with Swayze before, basically.
No, he's been in other stuff.
Well, that's like the Mount Rushmore of Swayze, right?
It's, of course, sure.
Roadhouse, it's Ghost, it's Point Break, and it's Dirty Dancing.
Fair.
And like,
yeah, of course.
Ghost is the one where he probably has the least amount of sex appeal of those four. See, like, as a young Daniel just never, he just missed out on Swayze.
I mean, sort of. I can't explain it. He just doesn't have that. He just doesn't quite have that thing. He just doesn't have the thing.
He's just no Luke Wilson.
Fuck you. How do you remember that? That's sick.
I was racking my brain for who it was.
You need help. If anybody doesn't know what he's talking about, it's fine. No, I mean, I am just going through Patrick Swayze's filmog. Okay, of course, I have seen him in Too Wong Fu Things for Everything Julie Newmar. I mean,
I've never seen that.
Is he hot in that? Yeah, it's way hotter than he is in Roadhouse.
Donnie Darko?
Yeah. Dirty Dancing, Havana Nights. Oh, wasn't that beautiful? Christmas in Wonderland. And of course, who could forget his final film, Powder Blue?
You know, he kind of did fewer things than you would think, right?
Yeah, no, totally. I mean, yes.
How come he didn't? I mean, I guess he did three movies in 1995, but then he didn't do any until 1998.
Well, they just
what happened?
Well, they just weren't cranking movies out like they are now back then. I mean, every actor now is in at least a movie a year because there's 800 streaming services. There's only so many movies to be made.
Okay, hold on. Here, there's the reason, apparently.
Oh.
Well, a partial reason, at least. Swayze was injured in May 1997 while filming HBO's Letter from a Killer when he fell from a horse and hit a tree. Both of his legs were broken, and he suffered four detached tendons in his shoulder. Filming was suspended for 2 months. Film aired in 1998. Swayze slowly recovered from his injuries, but he had trouble resuming his career until 2000,
Wow.
when he co-starred in Forever Lulu with Melanie Griffith.
Wow, I did not know that.
Huh.
Yeah, I just I you know, I don't know. I get it. He's a wonder to look at, but he's just missing that sort of like X factor. With that being said, I think that he is pretty perfect in the original Roadhouse.
No,
like
there
he
we
just
go.
kind
About
of
time.
he just well he just kind of nails that kind of like demure, quiet, tough guy thing, you know, which
yeah, he's just that like confidence, like you believe him when he's like,
yes,
when he's like avoiding getting involved,
yeah, I think
holding off, and then
I think
finally.
he, yeah, I think he's great in the movie, actually. And the I say actually, but I think what is so fun about watching the original Roadhouse, a movie that I don't know, do I think it's good? I'm not sure. Do I think it's great? I don't really know. Do I think it's bad? No. But it's so quintessentially 80s that there's just something so fun to watch about it. Just like something that is so of an era and of a time. And I think just like in some ways feels so much simpler than the movies that are made today, where like the conflict is so much more recognizable. The story makes so much more sense. And like, not to jump too far ahead, but like, I thought the fight scenes were like really well choreographed and fun. And like,
yeah,
the love story is just so much simpler and better. Like,
yeah.
It.
We got a hot sex scene.
Oh my God. I mean, I am telling you, I mean, what is crazy is like the sex scene in the original Road. I mean, the chemistry between those two, and again, not to jump ahead, but the chemistry between those two in the original one and what I saw between Jake and I listen, God bless this woman. I'm sure she has a family. Whoever that was, absolutely pales in comparison. It's fun. It's I get it, you know, I get it.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah, great. Great. Good sex scene.
I will say,
there's
I
a
wrote
famous
down. No, go ahead.
There's a famous story that I'm hoping I'm relaying this correctly, but Bill Murray and his brothers are good friends with Kelly Lynch, the actress who's in Roadhouse.
Yeah.
They're good friends with his husband. With her husband, sorry.
Okay.
And so apparently the story goes that they like to prank her husband by calling him anytime they're watching Roadhouse, and like, and the sex scene is about to come up. So, and they'll be like, you know, all around the world doing, you know, filming movies or whatever, and there's like three or four brothers, and they all do it. They always call him at ungodly hours of the night, and just, and they're like, "Hey, Swayze's about to bang your wife."
Oh, another classic from Bill Murray.
Oh God, that's good stuff.
Well, so I'm on Kelly Lynch's Wikipedia page now. Is this interesting? It's not. Her husband, Mitch Glazer, who she married in 1992. Guess where he was born? Key Biscayne, Florida. Also,
good Lord. I mean, it never stops.
Before he married Kelly Lynch, married to Wendy Malick for 7 years. Do you know Wendy Malick? You would know Wendy Malick. She was on Just Shoot Me, and then she was on, you would know Wendy Malick. Hot in Cleveland,
okay.
Maybe. If she wasn't, she's a Hot in Cleveland type.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah, she was on Hot in Cleveland.
Yeah, thank God. Thank God. Thank God.
Yeah, I recognize her for sure.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Mitch Glazer. I mean, Mitch Glazer, this guy who sort of looks like Benjamin Franklin. I mean, marrying Wendy Malick and Kelly Lynch. I mean, good for you.
Look at him. Glazer. See, there it is. Glazer is friends with actors Bill Murray and Mickey Rourke, who was 2 years ahead of him at Miami Beach High School.
Oh, could you imagine the conversations they have? It's just, it's unbelievable. I wrote down four notes about the original Roadhouse.
Love that. Let's hear them.
One of them is, I mean, this guy is obsessed with necks.
Necks or throats?
Neck? Okay. Does he tear the neck out? Whatever.
He tears and the throat out of the neck.
Throat and neck is the same thing. And then the other three are just quotes. And I think some of these have sort of lived on in infamy from the movie. The first one, of course, I used to fuck guys like you in prison.
One of the greatest movie lines in history.
It's like, okay, there's a lot more to pack there.
Has there ever been a better moment where you're just like, what did he just say?
I used to fuck guys like you in prison.
Just phenomenal. One of the most 80s things of all time. Like, this is like the badass bad guy saying it. Just
And I think fantastic. It's meant to be like a like this tough guy line, right? Like
100%.
And it's okay, great. Something you don't realize when you're watching the original Roadhouse, and even while you're in the midst of watching it, is what a role polar bears are going to play in the film. Now, when you get to the end and the polar bear falls on top of this guy, and I believe it's Patrick Swayze who says, "You're made for each other." Unbelievable. And then I see you found your trophy room, Dalton. The only thing that's missing is your ass.
I forgot that. That was a great line, too.
I mean, it's the most homoerotic shit I've ever seen in my life.
Well, I think that was the point, right? Like,
yeah.
These were. Well,
I don't know if it was the point or not, but that's where
I think it was. I think, like, they knew what their Swayze audience was, and so they were like, here we go.
You think they made
Swayze. Gay icon?
No. I don't think so.
Just because you didn't see him early enough.
I know what he looks like. I just saw him in Roadhouse. This is the hottest he's ever been, right? I mean, this has to be it.
I mean, he's pretty hot in Point Break.
Never seen the film.
I mean, pretty hot in Ghost.
He's hotter in Roadhouse than Ghost.
Yeah, I'll agree with that.
I
mean, he's insanely hot and dirty. I'm not sure anyone's ever been hotter than Swayze in Dirty Dancing.
I'll tell you one person who was.
Jennifer Grey?
No, that would be Jake Gyllenhaal in 2024's Roadhouse. Let's just get into it. I don't know where to begin with any of this because it's two conversations in my mind. So you tell me which one you want to start with. There's one conversation to be had that is strictly about Jake Gyllenhaal. Okay?
Okay.
Surprise, surprise. And then there's another.
Surprise.
What is that again?
Surprise, surprise. That's a meme.
It's a meme?
Yep.
I'm looking at pictures of Patrick Swayze in Dirty Dancing. I sort of forget what he looks like. I mean, I haven't
seen it. It's not about the pictures. It's about the way he just commands a room, dances his way into the room. We just need to watch Dirty Dancing together.
We should. I would love to. Okay, so there's a conversation.
Let's start with Jake and not the movie. Let's start with Jake.
I don't, you know, you think you're prepared for something. You think you're prepared. You know, you've seen the photos, you've seen the videos, you've seen the Men's Health digital cover. You've seen it all. You've seen it all, and you think that you're ready. And then you search ROA on Prime Video, and you find this film. And I am sorry, this to me, it's one of the hottest performances in the history of cinema. I don't know if we're calling streaming movies cinema. To me, it is. To me, this is cinema. I don't know that I've ever wanted to lick a screen more than when I was watching this entire movie. And this extends far beyond even Jake. Listen, we know how much we love Jake on this podcast. Jake is my number one. These are all the things. Yada, 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 yada. To see someone in this physical form, to see someone command what it means to be a man in a way like this, it's awe-inspiring. It makes me want to be a better person. And it really makes you reconsider the heights of what human beings can do. It's a remarkable achievement in so many ways. To see him in the UFC, I mean, to see him fighting, absolutely electric. Never really got to the bottom of what was going on there. But to see how naked, I mean, he's naked for 80% of this movie, which is such, I just want to say, Doug Liman, I love you. I can't say enough to director Doug Liman about what he has done for me, what he's done for the culture, and what he's done for really Earth. Doug Liman's done so much for Earth. And when we needed it the most, Doug Liman and Jake Gyllenhaal came through and said, what if I just was the hottest person of all time and I was in a movie half naked almost the entire time? Do you think that could heal the divide in the country? And goddamn it, it might. And goddamn it, it might. I just want to say thank you. It is such an unbelievable accomplishment what Jake Gyllenhaal's body has done in this film. I just want to say thank you very much. I just want to say thank you very much. I could never be this indebted. I just thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. He has risen. You know, in whatever way you want to interpret that, it was such an unbelievable thing to witness. I believe in a higher power. Okay, that's all I have to say.
Wow, that was quite the speech.
It's just,
can I give you my thoughts on it?
No, because you're going to be a dumbass.
I was a little underwhelmed.
Oh God! I mean.
I think Swayze was hotter than the original.
Kyle, that is such an abomination to say. I don't know.
I don't even think that's controversial. I think that's...
To me, it is. To me, it's very controversial. To say that Patrick Swayze is hotter than the original Roadhouse than Jake Gyllenhaal in the remake is... It is... I don't know how, but it's hate speech. It is... It's so right. Detrimental. Listeners, it's so detrimental.
Popcorn,
sort of
popcorn
like...
Popcorn boys and girls. Please let us know. Message us who you think was hotter. Elwood Dalton or James Dalton? We'll let you decide which one is which. James Dalton, and I'm not sure they ever say James in the movie, is the original, is Swayze.
Got it.
Elwood Dalton is Gyllenhaal.
Wow.
Because, of course, when I think UFC, former UFC fighter, I think Elwood Dalton. That's a perfect name for him.
Oh, God.
I mean, Jake,
really,
undeniably hot.
Are you kidding me? This man, I mean, there's nobody else like him. You watch it and, like, you're in awe of what you're seeing. And it's not just even, like, the physicality of the whole thing. I mean, it's the face, it's the jaw, it's everything. I've just never, to be alive in the same time, it must have been what people felt like when they were alive at the same time as Pocahontas.
So in the 1800s?
To share, to walk the same earth.
But like, he obviously was hot. You know, his body is in absurd shape. He pulled off the like grizzled ex UFC fighter. I mean, he killed the guy. Killed the guy in the octagon. His friend, apparently.
Well, unclear. We'll get to that. Yeah.
But like, I'm not. He didn't really have like sex appeal in the movie. I mean, like, sorry. Let's say sexual chemistry. Nobody in the movie wanted to fuck him.
That one unnamed person did. To say he didn't have sex appeal in the movie is such an insane thing to say.
He didn't have any chemistry with anyone.
Yes, he did. He has chemistry with everyone. Let's get away from how he looked. I am sorry. A lovely performance. I mean, this guy is great. This guy can do it all. I mean, you see him, he walks on this boat, he's shirtless, he does the thing, and then he cracks a couple jokes, and it's like, movie star, hello?
It's look, unbelievable. I love him. I'm not hating on Jake here.
You just said you didn't have chemistry with anyone. That's not his fault.
Well, he had chemistry. He had more chemistry. How about this? He had more chemistry with Conor McGregor than anyone else in the movie.
Okay, let's just get into it. Listen, I don't know what to say at this point. I've been pretty clear about, God, this is going to be, because you're going to be so annoying about this. I'm so not ready. You're going to be so annoying about this. It's almost like I don't even want to have the conversation.
The Conor McGregor conversation?
Yeah. I'm just... I'm just going to go in order here. I'm on Conor McGregor's Wikipedia. And unfortunately, the controversies tab is longer than the professional boxing career tabs. Driving offenses. Incident at Bellator 187. Bus attack at UFC 223 Media Day. Incident at
UFC 229. That was wild. Remember that? What a day.
Dublin sexual assault allegations. Florida robbery arrest. Dublin pub assault. Corsica arrest. Attack
Florida on robbery.
Francesco Facchinetti. Is that from this movie? Yeah. McGregor's pub targeted with petrol bombs. Attack on yacht. Punching the Miami Heat mascot. Now, that was funny. Alleged sexual assault. Where, yes, I'm sorry. Case was dropped. I don't care. I don't care. Now, all of this stuff is not to say that, like, I almost find it even worse. His sort of like racist, anti-immigrant sort of like rages he goes on social media, where he just calls any non-white person basically like a thug and a criminal, and wants to be cleaning up Ireland as Elon Musk good boy or whatever. Listen, dude sucks. I hate him. I went into this movie, I was like, you know, it's what's gonna suck is like, I'm gonna watch this, and this guy that I think is like a truly bad dude, and is like given this platform in a movie with my favorite movie star, who they're apparently buddies, and I do have very complex feelings about that, obviously. I was like, it's gonna suck when I think that he's great in this movie. Thank God that did not happen. Okay. This man is coked out of his goddamn mind, walking around with a golf club in his hand the entire time. I don't know what is going on. I thought he was a travesty, and it took me out of the movie for most of it. Okay. And I know you're gonna disagree, and that's fine. Conor McGregor needs to get off of my screen, okay? I don't need that. The dichotomy of the two, of like Jake being my number one and then Conor McGregor being here as like my arch nemesis, it makes for a very interesting viewing experience, because you do sort of like, I guess ultimately I won, but
well, that kind of works for you, right? I mean, that's the good guy against the bad guy.
I don't know. I just feel like I don't know. She's like, what are we doing? Like, why do guys, it's not even worth having cover. Why do guys like him just get a pass though? It really does sort of make me upset. I just don't really get it. I just don't get it. I just don't. It. I, just, I don't. I
mean, he's popular. It's a very easy answer.
But that's the thing.
If you're
thing.
Popular, you get a pass.
Is he popular though? Like, he doesn't fight what? Anymore. Yeah. Every time he fights, he loses. Like, he doesn't. Is he? Is a legitimate question. I get that he's popular in like Dublin. Does anybody here really? He's a famous person. Does anybody like him anymore? I feel like I used to like Conor McGregor back before, like when he was like the guy in UFC, and I thought he was kind of like quirky and audacious and like loud and annoying. And I was like, yeah, that's fun. Sure, I like this guy. He seems crazy. Yeah. Now it's like, what is he anymore? Like, he's dodging fights. He hasn't fought in years. Like, I don't. What is the Conor McGregor narrative? I don't really understand what it is anymore.
Well, he's a movie star now.
I mean, he's in the biggest movie of all time, if you believe.
Look, I mean, Conor is still very popular. Like,
of course. I mean, when he fights, apparently he's going to be fighting. I mean, I don't know. This fight with Michael Chandler has been on the dock for years at this point.
Right. Right.
Might actually be happening this year. I don't know, but like
supposedly this year, yeah.
And when it does,
but like I think it's just one of those things where he kind of eventually sort of like he got rich sort of independently, you know, just endorsement, crazy wealthy, and has his own products and stuff, and so he doesn't really want to fight anymore. But which, you know, obviously being a UFC fighter is pretty brutal, so you understand that. But
sure.
Like, I think that's, I guess there is a little bit of like, if he's not fighting, what is he doing other than just kind of being like, I mean, is he just an influencer?
Oh, number 12. I don't know. I don't know.
The performance, I think he mostly works in the movie. I think he has like a handful of lines that are like, really painful, but I think he fits. there's some deliveries that are just really rough.
Yeah.
But in terms of just like the energy that he brings to the movie, I think it fits in the movie. Like, I think it mostly works. Yeah, you know, I liked him walking around with no pants on. That was fun. Whatever. You know, golf club.
He does nothing for me sexually. I mean,
I think he's a good, obviously he's a very good fighter. And so like that.
Okay.
He works as the kind of intimidating, you know, foil. And by the way, great death.
Yeah. Well, okay. But this brings me to my next point.
They were stabbing each other with something.
Yeah.
Stabbing.
I love stabbing. Right. So I can sort of understand it if you're going to like hire a UFC fighter as your sort of like bad guy in this thing, because there's going to be these fight scenes and he knows what he's doing, obviously, and maybe that'll make them look more realistic. That final fight scene is terrible. It looks so, it's all CGI.
Yeah, it's like,
it looks awful. I'm like, how the hell does this look so bad?
Yeah, like, things are like sped up and stuff. It was very like bizarre to watch.
Well, especially when we're at an era or in an era now where like we have seen so many good fight scenes, and this is such a boring one-to-one, but like I'm watching that and I'm like just thinking back to like fight scenes in like a John Wick or like whatever that are so well choreographed and well done and just are so realistic and like take so much time. Right. From stunt actors and whatever, like it just, I couldn't believe how how bad that final fight scene was. And then also like that for the scene that opens the movie. I mean, Post Malone is in this movie, which is one of the craziest things I've ever seen in my life. The first scene, but the fight between him and Jake, I'm not kidding, Kyle. I don't think they were in the same room once. Like, it's just, all this like CGI weird nonsense. And it's funny because in general,
I was confused watching all the fight scenes, like wondering whether this was like, it's just like the style they were going for was kind of like,
right. I don't know.
It felt a lot of like WWE when they would like, when they like show a replay that's in slow-mo and then right before the action, they like speed it up to make it look like they.
Yeah, sure.
It felt like a lot of that kind of, but yeah, I think you're right where it was just a lot of like CGI.
It was just weird. It's like, we know, or people know how to make this look better at this point. And it's just, it didn't,
and I was like, so
taken out of it in a way that like, it's just odd because I just don't know why it was so, I don't know. I don't know why it was so bad.
And like Jake, I've listened to a few things that Jake has like talked about it and working with Connor, and like clearly like a lot of work went into it where they were like, you know, grappling with each other and figuring out how to choreograph these scenes. But like, yeah, it was bizarre.
Yeah. I hated how that final scene looked, which is, a shame because for the most part, I thought the movie looked really good. Like it's very lush and like rich and
it's the keys, baby.
Everybody's hot and it's just like it all just kind of worked. Like so, yeah. The fight scenes, which are like sort of the crux of the thing, like the fact that the fight scenes in the original Roadhouse were more fun to watch is such a detriment to the remake. It's like. Those just were so much more natural. And like you, I guess that's part of it, right? It's like in a movie like this, it almost feels like it feels like the remake falls prey to like this thing that happens in just movies in general today, where it's like everything gets heightened to such an extent that it just loses its personality almost. Like you're watching the original one and the story is it's the same thing ish. But it's just a little bit more simple, right? Like in this one, we're on a boat, and then it's this, and there's the money, and it's all blowing up, and then it's to that, and it's to this, and then the final fight scene is this sort of like weird thing. Like the original one, it just feels so much more just kind of natural to me in a way that like this one kind of lost me at the end of just sort of being this kind of bloated thing that ultimately I just like didn't really care about at the end.
Yeah, like the because like you see where they made some of the parallels, right? So like Swayze in the original one is staying in like the barn, and so in this one he's staying in the houseboat that's like this old beat up thing.
Wow.
But then it like
I mean, they gave me so much those shots of it. They love giving me those shots of him in bed naked. It was
basically you're. Yeah, he was having nightmares, which were your dreams.
Unreal. Also, I do want to give a shout out. I thought that the girl, the actress who played the bartender, who like visited him on the boat with like breakfast.
Yeah.
Thought she was great. Wanted more of her.
Yeah, she was
very good. I thought she was great.
This movie needed some more hot women, now that I think about it.
No, it did not. No. Didn't need it.
Like, why didn't like Billy Magnuson just have like a smoking hot trophy girlfriend or something?
You know what? Billy Magnuson is really on that short list of like any time he shows up in something, I am just happy. He's
100%.
He has never not given every single role his all. Like he just shows up and he just understands the assignment. To an extent that very few actors do. He's slimy, he's hot, he's gross, he's funny, he's perfect.
Agreed. My only issue was like, because he is also like a little bit crazy and had, you know, is a little bit crazy in the movie, like he plays crazy well, I guess.
Yeah.
But then when Connor shows up, he's like way more crazy, and so it's kind of like the same beat, just like more extreme version.
Yeah,
like if Billy Billy's gonna have a breakout at some point where he becomes like a
I know. Yeah.
Like a big star, I feel like.
I know. I hope so. And like, yeah, we kind of danced around it a little bit, but like the love interest thing just doesn't really work at all, I don't think. Like this
You didn't like their sandbar date?
No. I mean it's my dream. Well, it's not my dream day. Being on anywhere near water, even with Jake, is not my dream.
Now, was Jake wearing jeans on the sandbar?
Ooh, don't recall.
I think he was.
No, there's no way he's wearing jeans.
I think he was.
Really? I don't think
Hang on. How do I figure this out?
Search ROA on Prime Video. I just didn't think their relationship really was anything. Like I don't know. I just didn't feel any sort of chemistry between the two of them. Like what she like, I don't know.
Yeah, that was severely lacking.
Now,
Roadhouse sandbar scene doesn't do it for me.
So do we ever get to the bottom of what happens with his like the UFC? So he like kills a guy in the ring or in the octagon?
Yes, that yeah.
Okay.
He like basically continued punching the dude in the head who they said was his friend.
Yeah.
Or somebody said it was his friend. Like basically he can't control himself.
Yeah.
And so having knocked out his opponent, he just like continued bashing their head in, and we are led to believe that his opponent was killed and he was like kicked out of UFC and is kind of down on his luck, and that's why he's reluctant to let people in.
Yeah. Listen, I get it. Now, what did you think about the little bookstore?
Oh, I liked the bookstore. That was nice.
I didn't think that actress was doing much.
God bless her. What was the equivalent in the original? So, when they killed Sam Elliott. By the way.
Store? Sam Elliott. They killed Sam Elliott?
What? No, that's the comparison that like pushed them over the edge, right? Like Swayze was like ready to leave or whatever, and then they killed Sam Elliott, and sure, that's when he's like snaps and he just goes and kills everybody. That's when he starts ripping throats.
Yeah.
For Gyllenhaal, he's like, all right, fine, I'll leave Glass Key, and then they torch the bookstore, and he's like, whew. You torched the wrong bookstore.
You torched the wrong bookstore, brother.
So he showed up on the bus, gets out, and then is like hanging out in this bookstore. How did that come about?
Well, no, he was like at, I guess he had gotten off the bus and was he waiting for another bus, or was he just sitting there? And then here comes this little girl. You ever read a book about a tree? You know, who's this little thing? And they like have a whole, I want to say 20-minute conversation about this tree that is off the freeway. Like, did you see it? And he's like,
so
no.
This is just random like independent bookstore just at the bus stop on the keys.
Well, you know, people love their books there. I mean, you know, people love their books. I mean, you got to get a book before you go into, you know, what is it? Glade Key? Glade
Glass.
Glass Key. You got to get your book. Got to get your beach read. Yeah, she's a little annoying, you know. I sort of hate when there's like a kind of precocious little girl. And you're like, no, she's fun. It's like, no, she's annoying. Precociousness is not interesting to me.
Okay.
Also,
note taken.
This is a huge tangent. You know what is not interesting to me as well? The eclipse. Oh, what are you doing for the eclipse? Nothing. The eclipse, the moon is not interesting to me. The moon is not in my...
This is where you're wrong.
The moon does nothing for me.
The moon is everything.
No, the moon does absolutely nothing for me.
It's the sun, it's the moon, it's the stars.
I don't care. Universe, what is it happening Saturday?
System. I don't know. Is it?
I don't know. I think so. People are like,
I'll be moving.
I'll be at WrestleMania, brother.
Can we talk about how I don't know what was going on in the movie?
Oh, I mean, I don't know what's going on in any movie ever, unfortunately. By the
way, so, in the
I know, original Roadhouse. I was worried. See, you would love to spring this on me, like, nah, can you? Why don't you describe the plot?
No, that's not what I was doing. In the original Roadhouse.
I know you weren't, but I was worried you were going to, so I'm glad we're on the same page.
The bar in the original is called Double Deuce, you know, all-time great name.
Yeah.
In the new Roadhouse, the bar is called Roadhouse.
Roadhouse, correct. And then they have a whole scene about why is it... I didn't understand that at all. When they're like, why is it called Roadhouse?
I didn't get it. Like,
and I think Jessica Williams is like, well, because it's a roadhouse.
Yeah, Jessica Williams didn't really do it for me. Not sure what was happening there.
I like her. I just don't understand what that character was at all. Like,
exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I just didn't.
The plot. So they were dealing like Billy Magnuson and his dad, who was in prison with Conor McGregor, were like dealing drugs out of the back of the roadhouse.
I guess. And she was like trying to keep them away. And what did she was
and
like?
And they were like buying up, but they were buying up all the other properties, but to deal drugs. Like, they were still dealing drugs out of the back of the roadhouse, right? Even though they didn't buy it from her.
And then they the scene on the boat was very confusing to me. And even like Jake was like, he has these lines of like, ooh, a double cross. And then he's like, ooh, another double cross. And I'm like, so what's going on here? He's like, you kidnapped her. And he's like, no. And he's like, actually, I did. And then she's like down below the boat. And then like, and then she's like, there's a scene where I did not understand this for the life of me. Maybe I missed something. But she's down there trying to break out the window, like of one of like of the lower level of the yacht or whatever.
Right.
And I'm like, just go up.
Up the stairs.
Yeah. I didn't, like, go up. I didn't quite understand that. But nothing she really did made any sense. What was her deal? She was like, was she a hairstylist?
No.
Wasn't it?
No. Because she had that scene where her hairstylist said something to her. She told him to fuck off, and she was like, I cut my own hair now because...
So technically, she is a hairstylist. Okay, so I was right.
No, but what was her, like, actual... Was she a waitress? She was his waitress.
Where? God, I don't...
I don't know.
I forgotten. The original one where, like, the Kelly Lynch's character is, like, treating him at the hospital.
Oh, the doctor.
So fantastic. Much better.
So good.
Daniela Melchior.
Yeah, she played Ellie. Also, underrated part of the new Roadhouse where, you know, Jessica Williams did not hit the same energy. The guy who, the beginning of the original Roadhouse with the guy who owns the Double Deuce.
Yeah.
One of the weirdest, like, creepy performances of all time for no reason because he's not even a bad guy.
Yeah.
He didn't realize he wasn't a bad guy until like halfway through the movie. It's incredible. He's just like staring at people and just being one of the biggest creeps in the movie. By the way, we haven't even gotten to my biggest issue with the new Roadhouse yet.
Oh God, okay.
So Lucas Gage, who I like, who I think gives a good performance. He's like 5'9". He's not a bouncer. He could never be. What are we doing? How, like, the original one, they at least have big guys that seem like bouncers. This is, I mean.
I didn't really understand that either.
What in the hell was going on there?
I don't know. I didn't get it. Then they hire that other guy who Jake met.
At least they were like, oh, he's a boxer. So I was like, okay, you can at least kind of understand something there. Hold on, I'm looking up Lucas Gage's height. it made zero sense. Apparently he's 5'10".
Okay.
Like, this guy, there's no world in which he would get hired as a bouncer.
Listen, they were desperate down there, you know? They were desperate. I just, like...
I mean, maybe they were desperate, but then ultimately he's just, like, beating people up, and they're like, oh, he's good at this. I'm like, what?
Yeah, there's just so much of that sort of, like, organic, just, like, energy of the first one that, like... I'm talking about the first Red House. Like, I think it's, like, a great movie. I don't really think it's a great movie, but it's fun. I mean, the second... the remake might actually be better. I don't really, like... I'm talking about it like I didn't like it. I guess ultimately, like, to land this plane, it's like, I thought the remake was okay. Like, I think it's a fun watch. I think you could, it's, you know, the eye.
I liked when the crocodile, did I Google American crocodiles and if they are in Florida? Yes, I did.
Great.
When the crocodile ate that guy, that was pretty funny.
You're doing a lot of important research.
Well, and you know they're not going to find the body. Crocodiles hide their bodies. They said that like four times in the movie.
Yeah, like I don't know. I think it's fun. To me, it's like kind of a perfect movie to live on streaming, and I do sort of believe that it has actually done quite well. You know, just because of the fact that, like, this to me is a movie that a lot of people would be like, yeah, I'll flip that on. Whereas maybe 0.1% of those people would be like, yeah, I'll go see that in theaters.
Sure. You know,
like, I would have liked to have seen this in a theater, but, you know, it's what?
People wouldn't have liked to be around you if you were watching it in the theater.
Honestly, you have no idea. But again, like, you know, getting back to like the sex scene, the first one, we don't really exploit Jake's hotness in the movie as well as we could have.
That's what I'm saying. That's my whole point.
No, I know. I know. I know what you're saying. But like the fact that there isn't some like incredible like sex scene where we're just like panning up his body the entire time and there's like sweat. I mean, come on. It is a missed opportunity.
What are we in the Keys for if not to have one of these scenes?
100%. I mean, he was into that bookstore nerd. Hey, do you like books? Shut up.
Why wasn't Jessica Williams hitting on him? Like,
well, see, it's almost like, and I had this thought while watching the movie, it's like, if Jake Gyllenhaal looking like that walked into any room, every single person would be like, what the fuck is that? No one would be like, hey, man, you're the new bouncer. People would be like, why aren't you on a magazine? Like, it, you know, it's like, he's almost just too hot. Like, it's,
well,
I don't get that with Swayze, of course, because he's, you know.
Oh, no, that's the epitome of Swayze. He doesn't look like a real person. He looks like a fucking action figure.
He's too skinny, I think. No, he kind of looks like
he's lean and mean. He's muscular.
Yeah,
he's good.
It's fine. I mean, you know, and God rest his soul. You know, it is terrible what happened, but we could have amped up the like sex factor, you know, another notch. But God, it's just.
Speaking of, do you remember what the police chief's name is in the movie?
Crab.
Big Dick.
That's beautiful. That's really beautiful.
Big Dick, who was maybe the worst character in history.
Well, there was some.
He was like, wait, you actually did kidnap my daughter? Like, that whole sequence just made it. That was like the epitome of like, wait, what's going on in the scene?
Well, do you know what is a shame about like a movie like this? And I guess deals can be made. It'll be interesting. But like, you know, the original Roadhouse became a thing, really, because it was just, like, airing on TV and people finding it, whatever. Like, this movie will just live on a fucking streaming app forever.
Yeah, like, you know? Nobody will... Yeah, no one will ever find this again after, like... Well, I mean, they can barely find it now.
No one's gonna stumble across Jake in this movie just on a random Friday night after they've watched, you know, a Family Guy marathon. It's like... He is.
This is, yeah, this is precisely the type of the entirety of Roadhouse, even though it, you know, it did make money, but like, yeah, this was just on all the time on a random cable channel at 2 a.m. perfect. Oh, stumble into it on 2 a.m. movie.
I want to I would
great
like
point. I'm maybe calling... your best point the whole podcast. No one will ever just stumble into this version of Roadhouse, and that's a tragedy.
I'm coining a new phrase. Roadhouse is a Taco Bell movie. Roadhouse is a movie that when I get home with my two bean burritos and my...
Now, are you talking the original or the new?
New. I mean, the original sort of is too, but I mean, the new one, it won't be, but it should be. The new Roadhouse is a Taco Bell movie. If I get home at 2:30 with my two bean burritos, no cheese, extra onion, thank you. And
no cheese, extra onion on a bean burrito.
Okay, not all of us eat animal product. Now, is there animal products in those beans? I'm sure there is, and I don't want people coming for me. But I do order them al fresco, which the Taco Bell app does say is vegan, so I do tend to believe them. Now,
to order extra onions on a burrito is just weird.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it works. I mean, you know, a week ago, did I sort of get my, you know, two bean burritos al fresco, extra onion, no cheese? Thank you. Did I get those? And you know, pull into the hotel parking lot, so excited to get inside to eat my bean burritos. And did I get pulled over by two police officers? Yes. I mean, listen. Did I get pulled over last weekend? Yes, by the cops, who I think thought I had been drinking. Spoiler alert, they were right. Hope they're not listening. No, I was fine, but I got pulled over. And the fact that I had a noticeable bag of Taco Bell in the passenger seat, and the fact that they didn't just see that and be like, jail. is insane. Thank you, Lansing PD. Love you, brother. But Roadhouse is a Taco Bell movie. It's like, get home with my Taco Bell. I'm a little drunk. I'm tired. I'm throwing something on that I want to watch for 20 minutes. That's it. It's a Taco Bell movie.
I like it.
Thank you.
It's a good phrase.
Yeah.
What's another Taco Bell movie? Ambulance.
Yeah, honestly. I mean... You know what is sad? Most Jake Gyllenhaal movies.
Well, I think that was where we go.
Yeah, it sucks.
The Guilty. Wow.
Where are you? Taco Bell movie.
I can't believe we've coined a new phrase.
God, I want Taco Bell. I had a whole bowl of pasta right before the podcast. Brian had a great idea. Well, listen, Roadhouse in the books, my final thoughts on Roadhouse are this. Jake Gyllenhaal, hot movie. Okay.
It's fine.
Conor McGregor.
My thoughts are Patrick Swayze, hot. Kelly Lynch, sex scene, hot. Ripping throats out, hot. The whole town deciding to cover up the murder at the end, hot.
That is hot.
Anything else happen? Oh, Sam Elliott.
Oh.
Hot as hell. Who's ever... Here's the thing.
What?
Sam Elliott, super hot in Roadhouse 1.
No, that's
not... Are we
not...
calling them Roadhouse 1 and 2 now? Roadhouse 1, Sam Elliott, hot as hell.
No, that's he. No, he doesn't do it for. I mean, God bless you, but no, doesn't do it for me. Doesn't do it for me.
Wrong. That's actually more than anything, Roadhouse 2 was missing the Sam Elliott character.
That I agree with. Yeah. Who would have played the Sam Elliott character in Roadhouse 2?
Ooh.
No. Future Sam Elliott.
It might be. So we need someone like the older buddy of Jake.
Oh God, I have an answer, and it's not what I want it to be, but it's what it would have been probably. I bet they even tried. All right.
Oh, that's really good.
He's not. Is he quite old enough though? Like, he and Jake are sort of contemporaries.
Yeah, but he's probably like, how old is Jake?
45. Stand by.
He's probably. Jake is 43.
Ooh. The fact that I didn't know that. God damn it.
How old is. Well, the key. I think I want to know how old Sam Elliott was.
Well, great point.
McConaughey is 54. He's 11 years older.
That's okay. That might work pretty well.
Kind of perfect.
Matthew McConaughey is 54. Wow.
Swayze was born in 52. The movie came out in 89, so he was like 36, 37.
Okay.
Sam Elliott was born in 44, so he was 8 years older than. That's pretty good.
Pretty good. I could see McConaughey as the Sam Elliott.
McConaughey had rolled up as like, no, he's the other former UFC fighter who's the best bouncer now.
Yeah.
My favorite part in the original Roadhouse is that there are just like bouncers that people like know, have like heard of.
Oh, I know.
Like, oh, he's the best.
Well, there was that funny thing too of like when in Roadhouse 2, when Jake is in this town and he's walking through and like, hey, Dalton. Hi, Dalton. And then he goes to the bar and he's like, he asked Jessica Williams' character, hey, how can these people know me? He's like, oh, it's just kind of how it is here. You were the best UFC fighter in the world who beat someone to death in the octagon. That's how they know you. Right. Like, you're world famous. You beat someone to death on television.
Yeah, like if John Jones had a fight and killed someone.
Right.
And then went to, like, a random town to try right. to, like, hide away, people would recognize him.
Yeah, they're like, "Hey, John,
pretty big story.
How do you know me?" Like, well, that's how you beat someone to death. Oh,
if OJ Simpson walked into a bar in Florida, I think he'd probably get recognized.
Now, here's a question: with the success, what are you looking at?
My foot.
Ew! Why?
Because it's peeling.
Ew, I don't, that's so gross. That foot has to run 26.2 miles in a week.
I know, that's why I'm peeling the dead skin off of it.
Ew!
It's going to be fresh and ready to go.
That is so gross. Anyway, is there going to be a Roadhouse remake 2?
I hope that's the fact that they just called it Roadhouse again.
Well, God, I know. Like,
I mean, I guess it's a remake, not a sequel, but like.
But wouldn't
we get more creative?
I know. Well, not even that. Like, it just feels like it has to be some sort of like known property for anybody to care anymore. But like when I was watching, I was like, why isn't this just its own thing? This doesn't have to be a Roadhouse remake. Like, all these people are here. Let's make something else. But, like...
But, like, that, you know, right. That's how they sell it. It's like, yeah. Oh, Jake Gyllenhaal is doing the Roadhouse remake.
Yeah, and apparently it worked. It's the biggest movie in history. I mean...
Jesus.
God bless. Well, listen. I enjoyed it.
But, like, last thing. Because this ties into the way we just said. Like, when they did the Karate Kid TV show, they didn't call it Karate Kid the TV show. They called it the Cobra Kai.
Mm-hmm.
That was cool.
I guess it would have been easier if the first one was called Double Deuce, you know, and then you called it
House. But if they had called this one Double Deuce, would people have had any idea what the hell they were talking about?
No.
Unfortunate.
Yeah, it is unfortunate. But ultimately, listen, I'm happy Jake is in a hit for the first time in what feels like a very long time. You know?
Yeah. Are we qualifying this as a hit?
Yeah. No, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
No doubt about it in my mind. No doubt about it in my mind.
Love Jake, of course.
Ugh. One of the only people doing it. Yeah, being a movie star, being hot and also being talented. This is the thing, like, we've strayed so far from letting hot people be hot. You know, like,
couldn't agree more.
Let them be hot. Like, let hot people be hot. And when there's a hot person who is hot and willing to be hot, but then also willing to be talented, I'm sorry, protect them at all costs.
I mean, this is literally the entire point of the Sidney Sweeney, Glenn Powell movie. They're like, yeah, hot people be hot. And look, it's a hit.
100%. 100%.
Doesn't have to be this hard.
And that's on streaming now, and I still haven't seen it, but...
God, how have you not seen that?
I don't know. I was reading some tweets from the Insider, and he was saying, you know...
not the Insider.
I know. Maybe I should watch that. Well, it's midnight here, but I know. I do. The fact that I haven't seen that is
so... It's okay. Taco Bell movie. Fired up.
Is anyone but you a Taco Bell movie?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, if I had Taco
Bell. It's a different sense of Taco Bell movie. Because, like, you know, Roadhouse is about, like, fighting people. And Anyone But You is about, you know, whatever it's about.
Just, well, the...
It's the rom-com version of a Taco Bell movie.
Where the parallel between Roadhouse and Anyone But You is the next time I watch them, I'll be cranking off.
Wow, I'm jealous of your McConaughey call. That was a good call.
Thank you, I appreciate that. All right, we gotta end this. But
primates.
Theoretically, I don't know. I mean, is this the last episode before you run a marathon? I don't know. I mean, are we gonna fit one in next week?
TBD.
We shall see. But if not, best of luck in the marathon. I mean, we should do one next week, even if we don't see stuff. But we'll figure something out. But
yeah,
best of luck in the marathon. And can't wait to see you in Boston. And we need to fire up some Boston movies in the meantime, you know? We do need to do a Boston movie episode.
That's a good idea. Yeah. Is there one coming out this year? Is there a Boston movie this year?
I'm sure there is. I mean, they're always feeling oppressed about something over there.
Just wait till the marathon.
We should.
Boston strong, baby.
I was like, Juve. Just wait till the marathon. I'm not sure that's...
not what I meant.
Getting a little nervous. all right. Love you, brother. Roadhouse in the books. Everybody rush to their TVs and fire up that Roku and go see it. All right. Till next time.
Next time may just be the primate episode part one. No promises.
Me making the choices at midnight in my apartment while I have neighbors.
Get ready for some apes, some monkeys, a big gorilla. You never know what's going to show up in the primate episode.
You never know. Tune in next time.
Good night.
Bye.